Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Rahi of drrahi.com, and that's drrahi.com. So drrahi.com spelled out. Dr. Rahi, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Dr. Rahi so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And she is a medical doctor specializing in hormones, integrative medicine, and aesthetics. Medical school at Ross University, residency in internal medicine at University of Southern California, USC, and a fellowship in integrative medicine from the University of Arizona. Located in Santa Monica, California, her vision is for health and wellness, is beauty and health from the inside out. Dr. Rahi, are you ready to speak to the I'm CEO community?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
I really enjoy integrative medicine and aesthetics and hormones. And it's kind of, it's more focused on, this area of medicine is more focused on disease prevention and health maintenance, as opposed to actually treating the disease once you get it. And generally speaking, a lot of these services are not covered by insurance companies. So that's the one reason I was able to start my own business. It's a cash only business at this time. The other thing was, when I was in residency, I noticed that a lot of patients that I would see had really no concept of where their health was. And, you know, every time I would see them, they'd come into the clinic or they'd come into the hospital, they would get sicker and sicker, and rarely would you see somebody actually improving. And so a lot of the traditional ways that we're taught as doctors is how to treat illness. It's not really focused on preventing disease and really trying to help people live their optimal selves. So the more I learned about the wellness area, the wellness side of medicine, I decided that there was really no practice out there for me to join that would accommodate me practicing that type of medicine. So I had to basically start my own business.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that I could really focus on helping people live optimally.
That's pretty awesome. And that's in true entrepreneurial form. It kind of seems like sometimes when there's not that thing or that business or whatever that has already been built, and you see that there's an issue, you see a way to solve that problem, but you don't see that there's a way out there to do that. You have to kind of create that yourself, it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. And I also like the ability to work and create on my own. Whereas if you join a practice, you're kind of confined within that practice's current active policies and procedures and, you know, just how they run things. And so I'm able to sort of practice medicine the way I think is best for the patient without having other people hovering over me and telling me what to do.
Yeah. And I know that it seems like in the health industry, especially, a lot of it is more defensive, where, like you say, you're treating an illness rather than being on the offensive and actually trying to prevent the illness from even occurring. Is that correct?
That's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal with every patient, is to focus on disease prevention, optimal living, so that you're the healthiest that you can be at the current age and current situation that you're in.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now I wanted to hear a little bit more. I know you touched on it a little bit, on how you're helping to serve these clients. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing to kind of help support these clients that you're working with?
Sure. I do a lot of health counseling, sort of what you would see a dietitian for, but I'd like to think that I have more tools to sort of allow patients to get a better understanding of what's going on. I can check their labs, their hormones. I do specialized micronutrient testing to see if there's any specific deficiencies. And, you know, a lot of times people are taking a bunch of different vitamins and they don't know why they're taking everything. They don't know if they need, you know, if they need specifically a lot more magnesium, or if they need, you know, if they should be on, for example, biotin, you know, just different things that you can be deficient in. I can test that, and then I can tailor a treatment plan that for a patient, sort of focusing on how they can, you know, potentially reverse whatever disease they have, or maintain and not progress that disease or help prevent the, you know, the start of a new type of disease. And so I, you know, look at, I do a very thorough history looking at basically everything that's happened in the past from day one and seeing how that can impact how you are living today. And so I offer hormone therapy for both men and women. I offer vitamin injections, antioxidant injections. I also do the aesthetic side where I offer a very natural approach to beauty because I believe that, you know, you can be healthy and beautiful on the inside and also express that on the outside too. And it doesn't have to be excessive. It could be very subtle. So right now, those are the main services that I'm offering.
Awesome. 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 It kind of sounds like it's definitely, you know, rooted in like the foundation, I guess, from what you're saying, because you said you even look from the very beginning of, I guess, all the issues that a person might have or how that might have built up until what might be the symptoms, I guess, today. So it's kind of important to kind of get an idea of the full range of everything that somebody's gone through and maybe struggled with or working through.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be kind of like what you feel kind of distinguishes you or your organization. But do you have an example of a secret sauce you can share with us?
Well, I mean, if I was going to compare the experience that you would get if you came to see me versus if you went to see another doctor, I like to spend time with my patients. I will spend anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes even longer with a client. I like to develop good relationships with my clients where I sort of get to know about their lives. I know about their personal lives, their social, you know, their work lives. And I think that's really important when you're treating a patient because it's important to really get to know them because you're able to understand them better. Because that is it, like, you know, I've done this sort of fast medicine where you work in the urgent cares or like, you know, sometimes when you're in the hospital, you just don't really have time to really focus and spend time with the patient and you spend like 10 to 15 minutes. What can you get from like a 10 to 15 minute appointment versus if your doctor really gets to know you over a longer period of time? And I think that is the key to a successful patient-physician relationship. And I think that would be the key to a successful integrative medicine practice is really developing a good relationship between the doctor and the patient.
That makes perfect sense. And I imagine too that, like you said, in like 10 minutes, you probably can't, you know, figure out exactly what someone might be going through. But when you have that relationship, you are able to ask those questions and actually delve a little bit deeper. Sometimes you might find underlying, I don't want to say issues, but maybe things that people may not have noticed if they just would have looked for 10 minutes or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. And it also helps people feel more comfortable around you as well when they know that you're listening and you care. And so maybe you'll get more information from them.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as an entrepreneur or business owner.
Yeah. I think what keeps me going every single day is I'm very athletic. I work out. I try to work out almost every single day.
Nice.
And I have complete control over my diet, which has been, you know, as I keep going every day, I have more and more control. I feel like those two things really help me keep myself sort of grounded so that I could grow the business as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know that that's always my go-to. I try to go to the gym just to kind of release, you know, any tension or any stress or anything. Yeah. And then trying to make sure that you're putting the right things in your body and you're eating the right things as well, too, can definitely help you.
It's so important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know that. And I'm here to educate. But the other thing is mixing up the workouts. I combine, you know, yoga with a lot of weight-bearing exercises. So I don't just stick to one. I have like, you know, a different array of exercises for different purposes.
Okay. Okay. Is there any reason behind that? Why you do different types of exercises?
It's good for your body, but it's also good for your mind. So, you know, the weight-bearing exercises help you with the weight loss and building up muscle strength. And then, you know, more yoga is more helping you connect your mind to your body and more spirituality.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That's always something, especially as a CEO or pretty much anybody, you know, you need to make sure to vary your workouts and vary the types of workouts so that you can have those different results, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
To just be open to possibilities I think I am in the right place of where I am, where I'm supposed to be right now. So I wouldn't really change anything, but just continue what I'm doing and, just try to learn every day as you go, whether it's, working in a hospital or working, in a clinic or working in my own clinic. Just be open-minded, be open to possibilities, and try to learn as much as you can every single day.
I love that. I love that. And it's definitely important to do that, to make sure that you are doing that so that you can continue to stay ahead of the curve. But it all also sounds like you're already ahead of the curve in a lot of ways just because of the business you built and how you're starting to structure it. So I definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show to look at entrepreneurship, what it means to be a business owner. So I wanted to ask you, Dr. Rahi, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Oh, what it means to me is that I'm able to really do what I love every day and allow others to participate in that as well. So, I allow my patients are able to participate in allowing me to do what I love. And to be able to educate myself and grow in ways that, interest me.
I like it. I like it. I appreciate that. And it's always a good reminder to make sure that, especially when you're a CEO, entrepreneur, and business owner, you're always trying to move ahead and grow. So to make sure that you are, of course, having the opportunity to do that is definitely one of the benefits and perks of being the CEO. So Dr. Rahi, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how best they can get in touch with you.
Best way to get in touch with me is to email me, Dr. Rahi, so D-O-C-T-O-R, Rahi, R-A-H-I-M-D, M as in Mary, D as in dog, @gmail.com. You can also go to my website, which you mentioned earlier. And then I also have the social media, the Instagram, which is Dr. Rahi MD, again, all spelled out. Twitter and Facebook. And the last thing I guess I would want to say is I would urge anyone listening to really try to see if there's an integrative practitioner out where they live, because integrative medicine is the future of medicine. And I think that everyone should sort of, at least see an integrative practitioner once to try to figure out how they can live their optimal best at their current age and their current situation. Because it's possible for everyone.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's a great reminder. And Dr. Rahi, I truly appreciate you for all the awesome things that you're doing. And of course, taking some time out today. Yes. And we'll definitely make sure to have your links in the show notes just so that everybody remembers that everything's spelled out. But you can definitely look in the show notes to click through. But thank you again, Dr. Rahi, and hope you have a phenomenal
rest. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.